The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, or you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now let's listen to Sheikh Salim Bimji.
Tonight, as we continue in this series of this pure life, this Islamic life, I want to take our minds and our discussion to the next level and look at a topic which is really the foundational block of this religion of Islam. And that is about Tawheed, what we would really, very roughly translate as monotheism, the oneness of God. We know from the Quranic perspective and even from our intellect, if we sit and reflect on the ayat, that we weren't created worthless or for no purpose. Allah tells us so many times in the Quran this realization. He says, أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقَنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا? Do people think that they were created abath, with no goal, with no purpose, and that we would not go back to God? No, we weren't created worthless, with no aim. Allah had a reason why He created us. We have a reason why we are on earth, why we're here. We all have a purpose. We have a role to serve, whether it's now, whether it's later on. We know even if you take it further to the time of our 12th Imam and his return, we've all heard the number 313 of the 313 people that will be there with the 12th Imam. But do we know that 50 of them will be women? So it's not only men that have a role in the time of the Imam that we have nothing to do, just men will be responsible for running the affairs and helping the 12th Imam, but 50 will be women. That means that women have a role to play in this religion, in the society, in our community. They have a direct role in the 12th Imam's revolution. Now, what is that role? Obviously, I don't want to go into that tonight. Maybe a latter night we might touch upon it. But it shows us that we don't have, you know, we're not here just to do anything or nothing or just have fun and go on with life. That we have a purpose, and that purpose ultimately should be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But at the same time that we are created for a purpose, and that is to know Allah, to reach to Allah in terms of spirituality, of getting to Allah, getting to know Allah, we also recognize at the same time that we have a moral duty while we're on earth. We're not just here to become monastic hermits and, you know, move up into the mountains and into a cave and worship God, as some people within the Muslim world think that this is religiosity. You know, people think, well, I won't get married, I'll be spiritual. Because why should I pollute myself and have a spouse and have children and get involved in the dunya, that this will detract me from God? No, we're not like the Christian church that taught that marriage is the lesser of two evils. You know, if you have a choice between marriage and sinning, it's better to get married. No, Islam doesn't look at it like that. Islam looks at marriage as being a way to get to Allah. Having families is a way to get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Having a job is a way to get to Allah. Playing sports is a way to get to Allah. In fact, we have the hadith from the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, where they tell us, it starts off saying, Laysa minna, that you are not from us. If you leave this dunya, you leave the world and only focus on the world to come. Nor if you only focus on the world to come and leave aside the material world. So there has to be a balance. And Allah recognizes this, and He tells us that true tawheed is when you lead that balanced life, you focus on Allah, on religious responsibilities, and also on the societal responsibilities that you have. So coming to tawheed, and again, what we roughly translate as monotheism, what is this? You know, we traditionally would translate and teach our children in the Sunday school or in the Islamic schooling system that Tawheed means monotheism. It means to believe in one God. It means to deny the fact or deny the belief of others that there are two gods, because some people believe in a God of good and a God of evil, right? There's a duality in God in some religions. Others believe in the Trinity, God the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. So sometimes when we learn and we are taught Tawheed and we think about it, we think, oh, God is one, Allah Ahad. It means there's no two or three gods. And we move on with life. We don't recognize that, although that is an accurate definition at one level, but it's not the complete definition of what Allah means when He talks about Tawheed. Rather, Tawheed can be understood as proclaiming the oneness of God first and foremost, maintaining this, and practicing it in our lives. Recognizing that Allah is the only one in existence, and that everything that we do needs to be geared and focused towards that one Creator. You know, it's a simple example that I can probably give is when you watch the news or the television or you watch the internet, they talk about healthy living. They'll say that to, you know, be healthy, you have to eat well, you have to have a balanced diet, you have to have a good exercise regimen in your life to remain healthy. Now, it's one thing for you and I to see those commercials and just believe in it. Yeah, I believe in healthy living. But then you're eating the fried chicken and you're eating the greasy food and you're not exercising and you're not taking care, you're not eating, you know, the vitamins and minerals you need. So that belief in eating good and in physical exercise won't get you anywhere. It's just a belief. I believe it. I saw the TV commercial. My doctor told me don't eat too much, you know, sugary foods, keep away from diabetes, don't do this, don't do that. I believe them, but I don't practice it. What's the value of that belief? It's very minimal, if any. But what has value is when the doctor tells you do this or don't do this, and then you follow it. You follow the regimen of eating healthy, of exercise, of, you know, doing all of the things that we're recommended to do, not only by our doctors, but in the hadith of the Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them. So the belief system is one, and the practice is something different. And this is where we see Tawheed, brothers and sisters, that at the theoretical perspective or theoretical aspect, yes, is to say there's only one God. La ilaha illallah. There is no God, nothing worthy of worship, nothing that is deserving of our adoration except for the one true God. But then to take it further is where we have to get to, where we have to move forward, which is to believe it. And not only to believe it, but to ensure that every action that we perform, it becomes a part and parcel integrated with Tawheed. So akhlaq in Tawheed. It's not only a name of a book that our scholars have written, but akhlaq, when I look at akhlaq in the mirror of Tawheed, of the oneness of God, my morality shouldn't just be to be a good person because it's financially beneficial to me, right? That I go to work and I serve customers and I'm nice to them because it'll be good for the end, you know, for the bottom line, they'll buy more, they'll become a better customer. No, I become a good person because God wants me to be it, out of monotheism, because these are qualities that God wants us to imbibe. Whether it be acts of worship, whether it be morality, the akhlaq of Islam, whether it be the jurisprudence, the ahkam, the fiqh, all of these areas, once we begin to look at them under the lens of Tawheed, then we begin to develop what other scholars have referred to as a Tawheedi lifestyle, where our entire life becomes centered on Allah, that we do whatever we do for the sake of Allah because Allah wants us to do it. Or Allah wants us not to do something. Not because it's not, you know, it's a good thing to do from a financial perspective or from another perspective. No, but because Allah expects it from us that we want to channel our entire life to be on the path of Tawheed, on the path of following Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahim, Kareem, Azim, Alim, Halim, Hakim, Mateen. شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صلوا عليه.